Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6, and this is your first video all about an introduction to bringing your magic to the world. I can't believe we're on the very last module. Didn't it go by fast? So this has been an amazing journey, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be a part of this journey for you so that you can find your unique, authentic, inspired life. It's been amazing. You guys are awesome. I'll just say that. Now, after this week, we have one more week just to sort of, you know, check out, catch up, look at your favorite posts, etc. And then everybody's going to move from the small rooms into the big main hall where you're going to continue to practice, if you choose, with other people. You get to meet people from other rooms, and we're like one big giant happy family in there. So you'll really enjoy this, and you're going to be introduced to some new spreads and some really fun things to do. Now, you will continue with your daily cards in there, and you'll get a chance to see also posts from people that you haven't met yet that might stimulate some new ideas in you when you read them. Now, some of you are going to want to continue to the next level. Level 2 is called Shared Wisdom, and we do that every single year at the beginning of the year, and we will let you all know when that starts. You'll become a certified oracle guide, and you might even get to be a mentor, like the mentors that you had in the next fall class. So it's super cool. Now, this final module is an invitation to look a little bit more deeply into your experience and everything that you've learned up to this point. And it's time to take an inventory of your evolution from the observer to the manifester, right? So we've been really teaching you the entire time how you have a relationship to spirit, the conscious universe, how oracle cards are an intermediary between you and this amazing, mystical, invisible world, how you can really get help and guidance to stay in alignment with your highest good, and how to move aside the blocks that you have to really claim the unique, authentic, inspired life that you want. So in this module, we're really taking a look at how far you've come and where you want to go next. So in this module, I'm going to invite you to go back to some of your earlier posts and really recognize how you've changed as a result of being in personal mastery. You can really see, and I've done this many times, if you look back at where you began and where you are now, you're going to be so shocked to see how much you actually have changed, because a lot of us don't really recognize it while we're in it. But you'll start to see it when you start to track your progress. Now, if you look at your synchronicity events that we talked about right when you began personal mastery, can you actually see over these past number of weeks how synchronicity has shown up for you in a more personal way, in a more consistent way? Again, you'll be looking back at your journal entries, all the stuff that you wrote about since the beginning, and you'll start to see a pattern. And that pattern is going to show you and prove to you that spirit is listening all the time, as long as you're willing to pick up that telephone and talk. I think one of the best things that we learned in Oracle School is that we start to recognize the flow of things, and we're no longer so attached to an outcome. We see that we're a story in motion, and we recognize that the conscious universe, spirit, God, whatever you call this extraordinary invisible world, has a better plan for us. And if we release our tight hold on what we think it should look like, we start to see the evidence of what's best for us. And it's always better than we can imagine. Next, I'd like you to consider in the meditations how many times your birds changed. What kind of birds have shown up? Can you trace what they mean by looking at the progression? Now, you may have had the same bird the entire course, but likely you've had different ones show up. So how have they interfaced with you when you are working with this content? What kind of bird shows how you've moved to a new layer, a new level of understanding and awareness? That's a really fun exercise to take a look at the different birds that showed up for you. It's important to remember, you didn't come here just to learn how to work with cards. You came here to claim your unique, authentic, inspired life, open up your own magic, and connect to the magic of the universe. That's really why you came. Learning how to read oracle cards are the tool to get you there. So you're going to start to see how much deeper and vaster and wider that your understanding of oracle cards have become even before you start Module 6. You'll have seen that. Even if you've used oracle cards forever, I know for a fact that people have come in who were pros who have told me that by Module 6, they couldn't believe how different it was when they used oracle cards before and when they use oracle cards now. Last but not least, we want you to see the correlation between how you feel, what you see, the symbolism of your cards and what you actually notice in your outer world. So you start to see an incredible integral relationship between you, the visible world, obviously, which is called the world of effects, and what causes that effect, which the causal world, which is the world of spirit, the conscious universe, this mystical invisible force and intelligence that works with us in a partnership. So you'll start to see that. And once you really take a look at all these things, you'll just be amazed. I will see you on the next video, video 2, and we're going to talk about what your unique, authentic, inspired life would actually look like. I'll see you there.